we are concentrated on fixing Cyberpunk on last-gen consoles. The first substantial set of fixes was released over the weekend. The next set of fixes will be released within the next 7 days. Big updates are planned for January and February, together with smaller fixes. Of course, PC gamers will also be getting regular updates and fixes to improve the game. We'll do everything possible to prove that we stick to our values. We truly hope that our efforts will let us rebuild the trust we have lost. Thank you. Now we are ready for the Q&A session.
Thank you. And if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Please state your name before posing your question. Again, it is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And we'll take our first question. Please go ahead.
Hi there, it's Omar Sheikh from Morgan Stanley. I've got three questions, if I could, please. Firstly, I wonder if you could give us some more colour, perhaps, on the impact that you've had on sales over the first 4 days since the release from the old-gen consoles. So, obviously, it'd be great if you could give us a sense of what your current sales are in total, maybe on through digital platforms, that would be most helpful. But if you can't give us an actual number, then maybe just some colour on what impact you're seeing that having, and maybe a percentage of your sales that you expected to come from old-gen consoles. That's the first question. Secondly, just taking a step back and thinking about what went wrong here, could you maybe give us a sense of whether you think you could have released this game on old-gen consoles in the way that you wanted to if you'd had more developers? So do you think this was, you know, a kind of a headcount capacity issue, or was it a kind of workflow issue? Some color on that would also be helpful. And then finally, I guess thinking forward for your additional content that you're planning to launch over the next 2 or 3 years, how does this feel about your ability to be able to release a couple of DLCs next year and obviously multiplayer in 2022? Thank you very much.
Hello, Piotr Nierubowicz on this side. Definitely we saw initial good sales, especially on PC, that was selling very well. And obviously the current situation will make the console sales to drop. But at this moment, on Monday, it's far too early to give you detailed feedback on that. We are still collecting the data, especially from retail channels. And I'm afraid I won't be able to answer this question precisely. However, as we promised prior to this call, we plan to release a sales number before the holiday break.
Hi, this is Michał Nowakowski. About the second question, more developers, whether that would help with delivering the game on all gens. Well, it's in terms of delivering the game at a certain point, it's really not about the number of people. I mean, it's not like throwing in the last month, 200 or 100 people or something of the kind would actually help. So the answer is no. I mean, it is not related to the fact that we could have thrown 200, 300, 500 more people into the battle and make things happen differently. Thank you.
Adam Kiczynski, the third question. Actually, to be honest, it's too early to judge. At the moment, please let us handle the situation and please let us make some more assessments. So it's still ahead of us. So we don't know yet. We are now focused on improving Cyberpunk, and we'll discuss it early next year.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
And we'll take our next question. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's Nick Dempsey. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Brilliant. I've got three questions. So first of all, I've seen that you're offering refunds through the Sony and Microsoft platforms, also through retailers. I mean, since you made that kind of comment on Twitter, have you seen a flood of refunds coming in that you're having to deal with, or are most people who've already bought the game holding on to it, trusting you that you'll make it more playable on the old gen? Second question, do you think that you needed to have more external testing? Is part of the process here that everything has been too in-house? If you'd hired some outsourcers to do more extensive testing, that you might have had less of an issue here? Is that something for the future? And the third question, just on multiplayer, I heard your answer to Omar's question. Surely you won't rush into that process, though, given what you've been seeing now. And should we really be thinking about 2023 at the earliest for the arrival of that?
Okay, Marcin Iwiński, I'll answer the first question regards to the refund. So we are actually not encouraging gamers to return the game. We hope they'll give us a chance to improve the game on the old-gen consoles. There was one fix last week, and there is one another coming in 7 days. But there is an option. We give them an option. Obviously, you know, the easiest way is to ask retailer for the refund. If that's not possible, then we are also providing help with that. As of today, it's too early to say because we've just started it, and we sincerely hope that gamers would either wait for the update because they're waiting so long for this game. But again, this is our humble hope, and we'll assess the situation in a couple of days when we are able to see the numbers.
Adam Kiciński, so I'll take the second and the third. We are working, we have internal QA department, we are working with external companies as well. Maybe one thing which didn't help us is COVID, as internal testers are able to test the game working at homes because we provide them with all connection machines and so on. But external testers working for external companies were not able to test game from homes because they have test centers, and if they are not there, they are not able to work. So we had some decrease in number of testers, but I wouldn't point at it as a any major source of problems. The third one about multiplayer. First and foremost, we haven't confirmed any date yet, and as I said before, it's hard to judge now. I mean, we are in the situation which was not planned, and we'll have to reassess where we are, and that's the plan for January. So now we are managing the situation of the single player. We are working on patches and on communication, and to, as I said at the very beginning of this call, to be focused on gamers, and then we'll see it and or further plans. But generally, the direction is, I guess, as planned. But as I said, we have to sit and discuss, and that will happen.
Can I squeeze in another question? Sorry. Among the more than 8 million pre-orders that you had, did you include in that people that just started downloading the game in the 2 days before launch on PC? In other words, they weren't kind of really pre-ordered, they were just getting it lined up so that they could play. It's something that people do differently across the industry.
Hi, this is Mihail Vakoski. I can take this one. You ask whether the people who started pre-download on PC were included in the pre-orders. Well, yes, because if they started pre-download, they must have bought the pre-order because that's the group of people that were able to pre-download the game. So one includes the other, kind of. It's not like anybody could have pre-downloaded the game. That was an option open to people who purchased the game in the first place, or in this case, pre-purchased the game on a given storefront, say Steam, etc. So hope
okay.
That answers.
That's answered. Thank you for answering my questions. That's great.
We will now take our next question. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's Ken Rump from Jefferies. A couple of questions, if I may, gentlemen. Firstly, your comment earlier on about kind of the board being too focused on delivery and ignoring problems with old gen. Should we take it that you felt that it was very important that the game shouldn't be delayed into next year, or simply that obviously you always want to deliver the game and not delay it, and you just underestimated the extent to which the last gen version was not going to be the way it should be? So was it kind of more about the launch is important, or more about we underestimated how bad last gen was? And secondly, and kind of related to that, in the certification stage, presumably Microsoft and Sony always get games that still have bugs and decide that they're going to be okay, partly on the basis of discussion with you that there will be fixes. Have I understood that correctly? Or do you feel somehow that the certification process has kind of, on one side or the other, failed to identify kind of just how underperforming the last gen version was? And perhaps actually, sorry, a final question to make three. Everyone has three. Are you confident that last gen machines will be able to produce an acceptable version of this game? And I say this as a PS4 owner, so I hope so. But, you know, is it something that simply is too demanding? And in hindsight, you know, no amount of fixing is going to generate an acceptable experience. Thank you.
Okay. So, Michał Nowakowski again. First, your question was about the focus and what was the cause of us ignoring, so to say, the shortcomings of the correction console. It is more us looking at the, as was previously stated, at the next gens and the PC performance rather than the current gens. We definitely did not spend enough time looking at that. So I wouldn't say that we felt any external or internal pressure to, you know, launch on the dates any other than a normal pressure, which typically coincides with really any release once you hook it into time. But what we did not, that was not the cause. Now, in terms of the certification process and the first parties, the first parties are definitely not. This is on our side, and if I can say anything, then I can only assume that yes, they were counting that we're gonna fix the things, you know, upon the release, and that obviously did not come together exactly as we have planned. So that's pretty much it. Now, in terms of the third one, and where we wanna get with the PlayStation and Xbox. As stated in the statement made public today in the morning, we are planning to make the game in a much, much better shape than it is right now, of course. And a lot of it is still going to be happening in December, and, you know, come January and February, you're going to see even larger improvements, which, again, we have stated already. We have also stated that, however, if your personal expectation is, for example, that the game is going to be equal to, say, the next gen performance or the PC, that definitely is not going to happen. Having said that, I'm not saying it's going to be a bad game, but if your expectations, say, for visual or some other performance kind of angle are like this, then we're openly stating that's not going to be the case. It is going to be a good and playable game without glitches and crashes, though. That's the intention.
Okay, that final sentence, I think, is the key one. I don't necessarily expect next-gen performance on last-gen, but I want to be able to play through the game. Thank you very much.
You will be able to. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Thanks a lot. We've got a few questions, please. The first one is, will you still be doing your strategy update day in Q1, or will that be postponed? The second question is, you know, obviously the gameplay from the old gen consoles wasn't really shown very much. Can you explain why you decided to hold that back? Because obviously people just saw PC, I think. And then can you also talk about how you're deploying your staff now, in terms of how you're splitting what they're working on? So all those people who are working on Cyberpunk, they're still working on Cyberpunk. How many people on mobile? How many people on, you know, next Witcher, the next Witcher game? How many people on DLCs? How many people on multiplayer? And have you changed your expectations, the staff allocation, because of that? And does this push back things like Witcher 4? I know you haven't announced this specifically, but you've said that people will be working on other titles once Witcher 3, once Cyberpunk is done. Thanks.
Adam Kiczynski. So regarding strategy update, so far, I mean, for today, we are planning to release it in Q1 as it was planned.
For the second question, Martin Iwiński. With regards to not showing the console footage, we actually showed the console footage, but we actually never showed it on the last-gen consoles. And the reason for it is that we are updating the game on the consoles, the last-gen consoles, until the very last minute, and we thought we'll make it on time. And unfortunately, this resulted in giving it to reviewers just one day before the release. That was definitely too late, and we didn't give the chance to the media to review it properly, and definitely we are the ones to blame. That was not intended. We're just fixing the game till the very last moment.
Adam Kiczynski again, and regarding allocation of teams, mobile, Gwendor outside of the Cyberpunk teams, so they are working on, Spoko and Gwen team are working on their project. The Cyberpunk team was planned to continue working on patches. Probably it will take some more time, but of course we are branching and we are working on the future projects as well. Of course, first and foremost, we'll have some holidays. I mean, people are tired. So regardless of the situation, regardless of the patches, we'll not just continue working. We need our people to rest a bit. And then we'll, at least until February, have a strong team working on patches.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot.
We'll now take our next question. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Vladimir Bespalov from VTV Capital. I have a question on your cost side. First, you said that the royalties from pre-orders covered the development and marketing costs, but could you maybe provide the numbers after the game is launched? And the second question is, with all the work which is required now to fix bugs, glitches, and things like this. So how do you expect this to affect your cost, marketing, development? Maybe you could provide some color on this as well. Thank you.
Yes, hello. So unfortunately, I cannot share the cost of the additional works with you. The cost of patching the game is irrelevant comparing it with what we have at stake at this moment. So there is no question about it. We definitely want to fix the game. We made our promise to gamers, and we will be doing everything to stick to it. And the first part of the question was, could you please remember it? Remind me the question.
Yeah, it's the cost, the development cost, and the marketing cost that you have incurred so far for Cyberpunk. Maybe you could give us numbers on that.
Okay, so we were not revealing this data. All complete statements of our Q4 revenues, expenses, including our marketing expenses, will be part of the Q4 report, and as we are not guiding for that, I'm sorry, but I'm unable to share this with you right now.
Thank you very much.
We'll take our next question. Please go ahead.
Hello, Pavel speaking from Red Bridge. I have three ones. One first regarding the refunds again, but another issue. So I was wondering if your console partners like Microsoft or Sony will participate by any chance in this cost of refund, or it's a financial burden only. Second one, also wondering if you're considering giving some bigger DLC for free to make gamers less disappointed. Is it on the table? And the last one, if you could comment on that latest leak from Jason Schreier about the change in bonuses policy. So I'm wondering, will it be connected with the game profits, revenues, or you give the bonuses as a nominal value to retain the staff? So that's for me, the three ones for me.
Hi, this is Michał Nowakowski. I'll start. The question whether Microsoft and Sony are participating financially in refunds. Well, one has to understand Microsoft and Sony, for every product that is released digitally on Microsoft or Sony storefront, have refund policies. I mean, despite various articles that have shown up that things are being started just for us, it's actually not true. I mean, these policies are in place and have always been in place and are not open up specifically for us. I mean, anybody who has purchased any title on PlayStation Network or Microsoft Storefront can ask for a refund. And if it's made within certain boundaries, usually related to time, certain usage and so on, can ask for that refund. And our procedure here with Microsoft and Sony is not different than with any other title released on any of these storefronts. I just wanted to state that clearly, because that seems to be certain misconception. In terms of participation financially, well, if a product is refunded, then the share from the store that Microsoft had is refunded, and of course it's something that is subtracted from their revenue. The share that would normally be transmitted to CD Projekt is of course not shared with us, and is instead refunded to the given player, to the given customer. So I think that pretty much sums up the first one. In terms of the second one, we stated what is our policy in terms of what we are doing with the players for now, and you know, that's where we stand. In terms of the third question, we're not really making any comments to what somebody else has stated about what's going on in the studio outside. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that. And still on the refund, so there's no chance that the market will have some update about the volumes, the numbers of refunds before this first sales report around Christmas, yes?
We don't know yet. Actually, before Christmas, we release sales numbers, but in terms of refunds, we are not sure whether we'll share this information outside of the company.
Okay, thanks. That's helpful. All for me.
And we'll now take our next question. Please go ahead.
Hello. East Capital, Egle Fredriksson. I wanted to ask about the shape of the game after optimization then that is possible in February. You said that it will be possible to play, but which price points can we expect? It obviously can be a smaller game, and if it's not fully comparable to PC. So maybe a comment on that, and also could you have released or made a launch without the old gen consoles version if, you know, it was unacceptable?
Hi, this is me, Anna Vakoski. I'm not sure I 100% got the whole question, so if I'm answering something different than you asked, then feel free to correct me. In terms of shape of the game after the optimization, I mean, we pretty much, I think, shared it earlier in the call, meaning that the game will have no crashes. The main bugs, the bugs will be eliminated, and we're looking to improve both performance and the graphic fidelity across. That's going to be spread out across various patches, and of course, pretty important updates are going to be happening still this month. Actually, the game is playable even right now. That's maybe an important thing to state, because it's not like the game is not launching or is not playable. I fully understand that this experience is far from satisfactory to a lot of people, and we do acknowledge that. But not playable sounds like it's not launching at all, which is not the case. Versus PC, again, this is something we stated before. You are not to expect, and we're not saying that the PC-like performance will be possible with the last gens, or the next-gen-like performance will be possible with the last gens. That's definitely something we're not saying. I'm not sure I got fully the context with the difference in the price point.
Will it be at the same price, or price,
I mean,
will be lower,
yes,
for old gen February?
We're not foreseeing lowering the price point. We're focusing on fixing the game to make sure that people are happy with the product. But there's no discussion currently about changing anything with the price point.
Okay.
Now,
and could you have released
without the old gens consoles? I mean, in pure theory, if we decided one day before the launch, then yes. But we could have released just the PC. I'm not sure what is else included with that question, to be honest. Unless there's something,
yeah,
I'm not getting.
No, I thought could have been only new generation of consoles and PCs released, and then
the answer here is okay. The answer here is no. Next gen is a different. That's a completely different version of the game. So it's not like we could have decided at any moment recently that we're just, you know, flipping the switch, so to say, and changing the audience from the next gen and releasing on the next gen. As you may have noticed, there is no native next gen release. The game runs on next gen and takes advantage of how next gens are performing with the game. But it's not like we had next gen version in our hands and decided to keep it in the shelf and do something with it later. So the answer here is no.
And Marcin Iwiński here. Let me add one more thing. So significant time ago, we decided on the last gen version, and as you have noticed, we have not released a proper next gen version. So actually, we don't have it ready yet. What we did, however, we promised that every single gamer who bought the game on the last-gen consoles will get next year a proper next-gen update. This is obviously what we are working on. So actually, this is another, I sincerely hope, incentive for the gamers to keep the game and not return it, because then they can put their PlayStation or Xbox version into the drive in the next-gen console, and the game all will auto-update the full-blown next-gen experience without any additional cost. So I believe it does have quite some value.
Thank you.
We'll now take our next question. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello. Could you guys hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Could you go? Oh, sorry. Hi, this is Lyra from Jefferies. So actually, I also got three questions. So, so we all know, we kind of know, like the council has been disappointing. But could you maybe provide some comments on the PC sales and player feedback? So, does the sales and also the player feedback on the PC platform in line or beat our original expectation? That's the first one. And secondly, I'm wondering. So, besides the performance configuration and stability of the game, is there any other player feedback that might be a little bit alarming or concerning, like any feedbacks regarding like the story, like the gameplay experience that potentially need to focus on? And thirdly, it's that you mentioned there'll be another fix in the next 7 days. So just wondering, like, what improvements will this next fix bring? And just trying to understand whether, like, the console players will be able to kind of, like, have a relatively better experience playing the game, like, during the Christmas time.
Okay. Hello, Piotr Nierubowicz here. As we mentioned, the initial sales were very good, and that's what we mostly see by now. We are still collecting the sales results, especially from the retail, physical retail channels. But the digital opening, especially on PC, was really really good, as we reported on the premiere day. As far as the players' feedback is concerned, the feedback for PC is by far better than what we get on consoles. But also when we read reviews on the PC version, we see many comments referring to the console version. So the feedback is mixed among platforms, and it's not always easy to change them between platforms.
Okay, and if you look at the PC version, like this is what the reviewers got, and you can check the reviews and you know the Metacritic score we got, and of course you know as PCs vary in terms of configuration, gamers also have certain problems. Also, we are reminding everyone at launch about the very recent release NVIDIA graphic cards drivers, which were crucial for our game because they were developed in coordination with us. But I think I'm safe to say that a lot of PC gamers are enjoying the game a lot, and we see very positive comments, a lot of streams. So a lot of positivity and goodwill is coming from this direction. Not that this game is perfect, because at launch, it's a gigantic world, so always some glitch and problem can be found, and then there are different configurations. With regards to the console experience, we have already improved a lot of crashes with the last hotfix last weekend, and this weekend again we'll be looking mostly at crashes and the game-breaking bugs, and I sincerely hope that over Christmas gamers will be able to enjoy the game on consoles. Of course, the major big updates will come in January and February. So again, we're humbly asking them to wait for it, and they'll be able to enjoy an even better experience then.
Okay, great. Thanks.
We'll take our next question. Please go ahead. And your line is open. And due to no response, we will take our next question. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, good afternoon, City Job, Economopolis. I basically have a question on on the trajectory of your sales and how you will be updating the market on those new figures, because up until now you've only announced the pre-sales order figure. But was wondering at what interval will you communicate to the market? I think consensus figure is at 23 million for the end of the year. To me, it seems that that figure is still attainable, in particular given the fact that a lot of the sales were happening on PC and also through Google Stadia, which I think both went still quite well. First question was about that. Also, we now have probably 3-4 days of active gameplay. Could you comment a bit on, in particular on the PC side or also on Stadia, how gamers, as they are advancing through the game, how they are experiencing the game in terms of how active do they play it? Do you have any numbers on that? How sticky is the game for those PC gamers? Thank you.
So as far as the future sales updates are concerned, we will release a sales update before the holiday break. And then the next full set of results is obviously to be included in our annual report that will be published in Q1. We have no decisions on any additional updating as for now. As far as the comment to the consensus is concerned, we never commented consensus, neither before the release, we will not comment it right now as well, either.
Okay.
So I'll take the second one, Adam Kiczynski. So for now, sentiment is positive. I mean, with every day after release, we are getting more and more positive feedback. So we started with the lowest one, and then it's regaining. So let's look at Steam. We started with 70% of score. Now we have 79. If you filter those who play 10 hours and more, it's 85. So more you play, the more enjoyed you are. And that's the general feedback we have. Even because one important comment, we are discussing all gen consoles, the large gen consoles, and negative feedback. But we have tons of positive feedback from players playing on large gen consoles as well. So it's not like negative only. Of course, the first wave was negative, especially after the very strong campaign showing the game on PCs, but we have more and more happy players playing on last-gen consoles as well. But of course, PC players have better graphics, better gameplay. I mean, PCs, I mean, strong PCs are very different, I mean, much stronger than all gens. So, and we, in terms of numbers, we have small millions of gamers playing on PC. Thank you.
Thanks.
And as another reminder, it is star one if you would like to ask a question. And we'll take our next question. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's Richard Eary from UBS. Apologies if you answer this question, but out of the 8 million of actually pre-sales, can you give us a breakdown in terms of where those actually come from, in terms of new consoles, old consoles, PC sales, so we can just get a feel for where they're coming in from? And also, you know, if you look at your own internal expectations, what was the breakdown of the sales mix between those channels as well?
So you, just to be sure, your question is, out of 8 million, how many people were on the last gens and how many people were on the next gens?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get an understanding. We have about 8 million pre-sale split that you gave.
Let me jump in. The pre-orders numbers were split between PCs and consoles, making PC 59% of the sales and consoles 41%. But unfortunately, we do not have the exact split between old and new version of consoles, since we have just one console SKU for PlayStation and one for Xbox, and we have no direct visibility of how this CD or digital download is being used by gamers, which machine, either the newest console or the older one.
Thanks. And if you look at your internal projections in terms of the game, obviously that you might not want to comment on the consensus expectations for unit sales, but in terms of your own internal budgeting process, what was your expectations in terms of the mix from the sale of the game?
Naturally, we would be expecting PC to have bigger share in the pre-order campaign, as usually the PC gamers are more active on the pre-order, and then the consoles should get stronger after the release. Right now, we are monitoring the situation. We have, you know, just the first 3 days of the game on the market, and what we see are mostly the digital channels. We still do not see full data from the physical retail. So it's definitely too early to judge this and to give you any guidance, reliable guidance on this question.
No, I understand that in terms of guidance, but I'm just trying to understand from your budgeting process, you know, what would be the mix between console and PC, and within console, how much was on next gen and how much was on old gen?
I mean, this is Mihai Novakovsky. I'd say that the mix between PC and the consoles in general was in line with what we were expecting. Now, in terms of the mix between next gens and the current gens, I gotta say we were not even looking at it like this because we knew that the next gens are going to be launching the current gen platforms. So from purely addressing the market perspective, it was a bit irrelevant because we knew that we have potential consumers in one and the other group, and the number of next gens on the market was something we had no influence on. But we knew that this was not the factor that was, from the numbers perspective, purely numbers perspective, was not a game changer to us. So we never even had any analysis like that in any of our estimations, because it had no influence on the numbers from that perspective.
Okay, thank you.
We'll now take our next question. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's Dan calling from Alcity. Thank you very much for taking the time. Just two quick questions, please. So the first would be, are the patches just purely focused on performance and fixing bugs, or are you also looking to improve the gameplay in some way? For example, I think the AI has been criticized a bit online with the NPC behaviors. And the second question would be, how would you expect the revenue over the year to compare to, say, a traditional launch? For example, a lot of gamers might just decide they want to postpone the purchase until they get a next-gen console. Thank you.
Okay, sorry, so for the first question, whether we're focusing on just the technicalities or gameplay effects and things like AI, for example. I mean, to be honest, these are the same for us from the production standpoint. AI and the NPC behavior, for example, is part of the bugs. So when we were giving you the answer, I mean, I think it actually includes that as well. Now, as for the second question, I will have to ask you for repeating. I didn't get it, or I think we didn't hear it, to be honest, perfectly. So we actually don't know what was it. If you could repeat.
Yeah, sure. So how would you expect the revenue generated over the year of the game to compare to a more traditional launch, given that a lot of gamers might be thinking, I'm just going to wait until maybe 6 months, a year, before I get a next generation console in order to play the game?
Okay, so first of all, we publicly offered a free update to everyone who bought the game on old-gen consoles, an update to a next-gen console. So I hope this will not stop any gamers with their purchasing decision and waiting for the next-gen console. And on top of that, obviously the update will be given once we prepare the next-gen version of the console, which is to happen next year. So we will have another opportunity to offer to all those who didn't decide to buy it by that moment, an opportunity to buy the game prepared, especially for the next-gen with all of the technologies that next-gen has to offer.
Great, thank you.
And we'll take our next question. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, it's Matti Littunen from Bernstein. Just one question. Of the PC digital copies, could you give us a bit of color on the share of copies sold through GOG.com? For example, how it compares to what you achieve with Witcher 3? Thank you.
We were not revealing this data. Obviously, GOG, as our internal store, has a much bigger share in the PC digital distribution of Cyberpunk versus the standard market share of GOG. But as for now, we were not revealing any splits or comparisons of GOG and sales on that.
All clear. Thanks.
And with that, that does conclude our question and answer session. I would now like to turn the call back over to our speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you for joining the call. And let's stay in touch. If you have any further questions, please contact our IR team. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And with that, that does conclude today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.